This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, we read a very interesting passage. It's called The Walk to Emmaus. And it talks about what we could call a companion on the road, how Jesus walked with two followers of Jesus. They thought that he, because he'd been crucified, that was the end of the Christian faith. They were fairly depressed, unhappy. They were just walking home to Emmaus. And this particular experience that we read in Luke 24, 13 to 35, has inspired many people, particularly hymn writers and others, because of that simple fact that someone joined them and changed their despair to hope. And I think it has a resonance with us, hasn't it, that sometimes people feel they need a companion. Think, for example, of how many people live alone who actually desire really that sense of company with someone, another human being. Well, this story, and in fact, only Luke from the New Testament, from the Gospel writers, records this story, and it sort of captures our imagination. But there's something more compelling about this story that helps us, and through the years, many people have discovered that the living Christ travels the road with them. And it, in fact, goes on to say that two of Jesus' followers were going to a village named Emmaus that was about 11 kilometres from Jerusalem. They were walking along talking to each other about things that had happened. I mean, the news had spread about this Jesus who had been crucified, who had actually been brought to justice and mistreated very, very much. And as they talked amongst themselves probably about these things, Luke says that Jesus himself drew near and walked along with them. Now, they saw him, but somehow or other they didn't recognize him, and Jesus had this conversation with him. Now, that was a distressing situation, no doubt about it. I mean, you imagine, here it was, a group of people whose follower had been crucified in the most brutal way, and in fact, I think they probably feared for their own lives. But today, every day, there are people who are confronted with distressing life situations, and it certainly is true that if you've been through that, you'll know what I'm talking about, that they need, and we need, someone who will come alongside them to support them. And if you go to hospital, for example, how wonderful it is to have people who will come and sit next to your bed and perhaps say nothing, just be a friend, be a companion. And if people have to work through pain and looking for answers, the best person to help them is someone who, like Jesus, is sensitive to what they're feeling, who can show a warmth and a care. And certainly, it's not a time to ask why or give advice. People are often helped by knowing that they're not alone and that Jesus is with them. So on this particular day, Jesus came alongside two disciples and he walked with them. He didn't criticize them. He shared their pain. And I'm sure that he understood the emotional turmoil that was going on. And it was a warm, friendly situation, which was so special. Well, Jesus often does that for us. Do you notice, and you can read about this in other passages, for example, in Luke 19, here was a man called Zacchaeus, a despised man, but Jesus didn't attack him. Jesus came alongside him. And I think it underlines the fact that Jesus always treated people with a great deal of compassion. There was a man in John 9 who was born blind, and we know that people judged the parents for this. They saw it as judgment for the sins of the parents, and Jesus healed this man. That was a great act of compassion. He walked the road of this man, and Jesus loved him as he loves all of us. And so Jesus always encouraged people to have hope, to trust in his Father God, and there are other occasions where this happened. He was a situation with ordinary people where Jesus understood. And of course, it's up to us, isn't it, to do that, to be able to help people, to comfort people, to walk the road, and maybe today you have that opportunity to touch someone's life in a very special way. Well, thank you, Heavenly Father, today that Jesus is our companion. He walks our road. Thank you that that is true for us. May we sense him walking not behind, but alongside us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.